Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, it is a pleasure to welcome back now our Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, to round up what's new to watch this weekend. Owen, I'm very excited about the new series on Netflix. And the reason being, and I know they made a movie about this with Matthew McConaughey a few years back, but this is based on one of Michael Connelly's books. And I am a huge, huge fan of Michael Connelly. And one of his characters, well, my favourite character is Harry Bosch. But this character is actually the half-brother of Harry Bosch, who is, of course, Mickey Haller. And Mickey is a lawyer who does all his work out of the back of his car, which is the Lincoln, which is why they call him the Lincoln Lawyer. See how much I know? I'm so proud of myself here. And this is a new series to Netflix called The Lincoln Lawyer.
The Lincoln Lawyer, yeah.
One thing I know, success is all about momentum. In court, before you can win, you gotta believe you can win.
But what if you don't?
Then you better fake it till you make it.
But don't be expecting any Bosch characters to appear, because apparently they said they're in completely different worlds, because that's a Prime Video series. This is Netflix series, you know, all those complicated.
Well, I'm very disappointed to hear that now, I have to say. But anyway, is it good?
Yeah, so this is out this weekend. It's 10 episodes, and hopefully I'd say Netflix are trying to do what Prime are doing with Bosch and get this into, you know, a multi-season series. And yeah, I think it should be very popular if people tune into it. So it stars Manuel Garcia Rulfo, and he stars as Mickey Haller, a defense attorney, as you said, who drives his Lincoln Town Car around and he works out of it. So it picks up kind of from the second book, I believe, called The Brass Verdict by Michael Connelly. And it sees him leaving to take over the firm from one of his friends who passes away. There's kind of a conspiracy that unravels throughout the series. From what I've seen of the movie, this is kind of a more light-hearted approach.
Okay.
So yeah, I think they're kind of going for a more cooler, easy watch, because I know that was more of a thriller kind of.
Well, yeah, because the books are kind of gritty.
So I think it's a little bit more light-hearted, this take on it. But yeah, it should be very successful, I think, for Netflix. And Neve Campbell as well from Scream is also in it. And yeah, I think it should last on Netflix.
Well, that is top of my list now for the weekend. The ever-growing list that I have, that this has gone straight to the top.
I know, I give you too many every week.
You do. Honestly, I just need a life where I don't actually have to work, and I can just, a bit like you actually, you just sit down and watch TV all the time.
Oh yeah, that's not really all I do, but I wish it was.
All right, so that is The Lincoln Lawyer, which is new to Netflix. We're going to keep with Netflix now, but this is a new movie starring Rebel Wilson, and it's all about a cheerleader who falls into a coma before her high school prom, and then she wakes up when she's 37 and she wants to go back to school to finish her high school. I don't know. Just this going by the trailer, I'm not convinced.
When I was in high school, I had the perfect life. I was already cheer captain. I had the hot boyfriend, and all that was left was prom queen.
Madonna's now called Lady Gaga?
No.
Everybody else has got to go on and live their lives. And what, I'm supposed to just jump forward? I mean, I just found out there is 8 more Fast and Furious movies.
I want to go back to school. Finish my senior year.
They can't let an almost 40-year-old do high school.
High school was just like yesterday for me. It will not be weird at all.
I guess it might not tick everyone's box, this one, but it's in its lane and knows what it is. It's kind of, you know, based on Easy A, Mean Girls, that kind of demographic that they're going for, which is actually quite popular, I think. So yeah, Rebel Wilson, she stars as the high schooler who wakes up 2 decades after her high school accident in hospital and realizes that she's a 37-year-old woman and she wants to go back to school to reclaim her prom queen crown that she's always wanted. But of course, she goes back to school in the present day, which is very different to 20 years ago, when there was, you know, different kind of cliques and groups. Nowadays, it seems the high school is more kind of open, which is great to see. And so there's not many antagonists in the series, because she kind of is seen as the antagonist, really, of the whole series, but it's a very, very funny movie. Plenty of pop culture references in there. There's a Britney Spears number. But yeah, I think if you like Legally Blonde and Easy A or any of those kind of easy to watch comedy movies, this one is.
Well, I like Reese Witherspoon and I liked Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
I think there's something quite charming about her. Rebel Wilson doesn't quite do it. Now, maybe I haven't given her enough time, perhaps.
Yeah, I think I love her as a supporting actress, like in Bridesmaids. She's fantastic in that. Or
she was actually.
Yeah, or in what's that musical movie, Pitch Perfect. She's also in that as well. But it's nice to see her in a main role. But I don't know if it'll live up to people's expectations.
Okay.
But it looks good enough.
All right. Well, once I finish The Lincoln Lawyer, as I'm on Netflix, I may as well stay on Netflix and we might give that one a watch. So that's Senior Year. And our final one, this actually sounds quite interesting. This is new to Apple TV and it's based on the novel of the same name, which in itself is based on a 17th century legend, and it's about a woman who moves to Essex basically to investigate a mysterious serpent. Yeah, the Essex serpent. It's a legend.
A sea creature's been spotted.
Is there something out there?
I've done some research
into a mythical beast.
Not mythical, real.
The serpent is an invention, a symptom of the times we live in.
I'd rather believe in a creature people have actually seen than an invisible god. Is that blasphemy?
Everyone's a little on edge at the moment.
Lock your doors, say your prayers!
You're trying to understand, trying to find the truth.
We must all follow our passions.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm scared.
So I've been watching this all week I reviewed it on entertainment.ie. It's Claire Danes, Tom Hiddleston. So Claire Danes, she's a widow who hears about this mysterious serpent in Essex, and she goes off there to try and, you know, find out exactly what's going on. And she encounters Tom Hiddleston, who's a priest there. And just when she gets there, lots of strange things starts to happen around Essex, and the local people start to kind of turn on her and say that she's causing all of this. Some people believe in the serpent, some people believe that it's real, others believe it's just a figment of people's imagination. So it's a very mysterious series. It's nearly like a Shakespearean tragedy where you don't really know what's going on or who to believe. And it's a bit of a slow burn, I think. There's only 6 episodes, only 2 of them are available this weekend, and then there's a weekly release. But I think that there should be a big payoff at the end. I'm hoping anyway.
You're watching it at the moment.
Yes, I'm watching it. I've got 2 episodes left. I want to watch this to the end.
Okay, well, that's always a good sign, isn't it?
That you don't really know what's going on, and there's a lot of mystery there. Claire Danes and Tom Hiddleston are fantastic in the lead roles as well.
Okay, well, 3 good ones, I think. 3 very different ones for us this week, that is for sure. All right, so just to recap then, we have The Lincoln Lawyer, new series to Netflix, Senior Year with Rebel Wilson, new movie on Netflix, and Apple TV, a new series, The Essex Serpent. Good ones, as I said, Owen. Owen, as always, thank you for that. A pleasure to have you with us. And happy viewing this week.
Thanks
your
very
job.
Much.
And we look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy Senior Year.